Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. At midnight last night, the United Auto Workers Union officially went on strike against all three big automakers. Members walked off three plants, a GM site in Wentzville, Missouri, a Stellantis center in Toledo, Ohio, and a Ford assembly location in Wayne, Michigan. Under the UAW strategy, workers who go on strike would receive $500 per week in strike pay from the union. It is the first time in the union's 88-year history that it walked off on all three companies simultaneously. The United States imposed one of its largest sanctions packages on Russia yesterday, penalizing more than 150 companies and individuals that officials said were profiting on Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. The sanctions are part of the United States' effort to deprive Russia of military supplies and technology for what Secretary of Treasury Janet Yellen described as the barbaric war on Ukraine. These sanctions are targeted at individuals and companies in areas like Finland and NATO ally Turkey, who Russia has been attempting to expand an economic and diplomatic partnership to. Ukrainian President Zelensky is planning to meet with President Biden in Washington, D.C. next week. Zelensky is already slated to attend the United Nations General Assembly in New York City. That'll take place next Wednesday. Afterward, multiple news outlets have reported he will visit D.C. to meet with Biden and lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Zelensky's reported trip comes soon after Secretary of State Antony Blinken paid a visit to Kyiv a week ago, where he announced an additional $1 billion in U.S. aid to Ukraine. President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, was indicted yesterday on multiple federal firearms charges. The counts are punishable by up to 25 years in prison if convicted, but could run less as a first-time offender. USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Elon Musk, the guy at the forefront of AI technology, has an idea what the future holds.
A reporter asked Elon Musk if he thought AI would kill us all.
I hope not. You should think of the future as a series of probabilities as opposed to certainties. There is some chance that above zero that AI will kill us all. I think it's low, but there's some chance. I think we should also consider the fragility of human civilization. And if you study history, I think you realize that there's a rise and fall to every civilization. Every civilization has a lifespan. So we want us to last as long as possible.
I'm Corey Myers.
U.S. government officials are reporting China's defense minister has been removed from post. Li Shengfu, who hasn't appeared in public since late August, is the latest of several senior Chinese officials to go missing without explanation. The National Hurricane Center is reporting Hurricane Li is projected to pass close to Maine and over the Canadian Maritimes this weekend, narrowly missing eastern New England tonight. Computer model runs with data from Hurricane Hunter aircraft depict the storm moving in a generally northward motion then hooking slightly closer to the United States coast as it turns into a nor'easter-type storm this weekend. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, great to have you with us. Also great to have Liz Pink with us, Fox News contributor, former Wall Street analyst. Liz, how are we doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, better than the Bidens.
Yeah. Yes, you haven't been indicted this morning?
No, I have indictment envy, I think. I don't know what's going on. I'm telling you what, you know, and this is just the beginning. I mean, little did people realize what a crisis was going to be ignited by all this stuff. And, you know, and this isn't being done by any one party. I mean, this is a result of people's behaviors and blatant actions, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I think that there is a certain appetite amongst Republicans for fair play and, yes, getting back at Democrats for the I always thought at the time the really sort of insincere flip indictment. Of Donald Trump. I mean, I thought not indictment.
You mean impeachment? The
impeachment. Thank you. Impeachment of Donald Trump. You know, that was carried out with no care about balance, about making sure that the American public was really on board with it, et cetera. And I really credit the GOP in the House for taking their time, looking at the facts, trying to get more facts. That's what this inquiry, this official inquiry, is all about. And they're right to do that, because this should not become a yearly enterprise for whatever party's out of power. And yet the Democrats really sort of opened that door. I don't want to see Republicans open it further. I want to see them follow the evidence to its natural conclusion. I think when Democrats now and the media are saying, well, there's no evidence that Joe Biden took advantage of his son's business dealings, that's just not true. There is plenty of evidence.
Yeah, it's hard to believe them. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, even the Wall Street Journal reported it in that exactly with that language the other day. And I was like, no, are you paying attention? You know, the reality, Bill, is people haven't been paying attention. Mm-hmm. And I think, I mean, it was fascinating to me to read that the House Republican caucus finally met with the heads of these two committees, Oversight and Judiciary, and heard what evidence they had, heard what they're looking at. And a lot of them seem stunned. I mean, how can that possibly be? This is their lives and this is their business. And yet you and I have probably talked more about the hearings and the stuff that's come out of those hearings than a lot of Republicans legislators. And by the way, I'm really tired of reading in The Hill, an organization I work for, and other places that Republican senators are so skeptical of what's going on in the House. My guess is they haven't even looked at what's going on in the House, and they don't have a clue. So they can kind of keep their opinions to themselves. Anyway, fast forward to Hunter Biden's indictment. It's all kind of part of the same part and parcel that Hunter Biden has misbehaved for years, not just in terms of lying on federal forms. And by the way, when the media reports this, it's always that he bought a gun while he was intoxicated or addicted. That's not the issue. He lied on a federal form. That's what he did. So
yeah, I mean, you got potential 25 years of jail time for the three offenses that he's associated with here.
Well, okay, but that's what he did, and mm-hmm. other people have come out of the woodworks and say, hey, I got 14 months in jail for doing basically the same thing, putting down a wrong Social Security number. So, you know, what the media is trying to do, and I'm sorry that I'm sort of rambling here, what the media is trying to do is put this all in the context of Hunter Biden being a poor, troubled soul, and wasn't Joe Biden a wonderful father to kind of help Hunter get through this period of distress? And wasn't it too bad that he made a mistake when he bought this gun? He didn't just buy a gun. He waved it around. He threatened people, and he lied on a federal form. So, you know,
by the way, the guy's an attorney, right?
Yeah, that's exactly. That is a very good point. He knew what he was doing. And, yes, he was addicted to crack. A lot of people have been addicted to various kinds of drugs and medications in this country. They don't get they don't get off scot-free just because of that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and, you know, just as you're galled on some of the reporting, it is beyond me. Hakeem Jeffries, every time he comes on, I mean, it's almost like you want to run, you know, a parallel comment of when they move so quickly to, come after Trump and to impeach Donald Trump. With such flimsy evidence, if anything, I mean, it was just like, I don't get this. What are you doing here? And then now on the opposite here, you've got all this evidence. You got blue dresses all over the neighborhood, and they ignore it and they say, well, no, there's no connection. You know.
I mean, we know that the finances of Hunter and Joe Biden were intermingled. We know that Hunter's business associates basically paid Joe's bills, took care of his accounting, et cetera. There's no way that you can extricate the one from the other. And, you know, as somebody wrote a pretty smart piece several months ago saying, look, if this money only went to children, nieces, nephews, grandchildren of Joe Biden, that's still going to Joe Biden. Because what does an 80-year-old want? He wants to provide for the next generation. So, I mean, it makes sense to me that Joe would say, hey, don't put it in my bank account. Give it to X, Y, and Z. And, you know, that sort of takes me off the hook for having to provide for them. So, to pretend that, what is it now, 12 family members, Biden family members received funds from China, but Joe wasn't benefited by that, is not true.
I mean, it's you have to suspend any kind of level of intellect to think.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just like you have to suspend any kind of level of intellect to think that it's only about, you know, 10 or 20 million. And, you know, there has been some suggestions from, you know, some of the legislators and House members who are in the know are just saying this number is huge. You have no idea. You know, people are talking, it feels like 20 million or 30 million. And I said from the get-go, you and I talked about it, and you said, well, maybe so. But my instinct tells me, Liz, that there's so many millions of dollars involved. I just can't believe that Joe Biden would sell his career out, you know, for chump change. And to me, by comparison, the money that flies around the Beltway, 20 million bucks, that's chump change.
Well, I don't know. And I don't know, frankly, that anybody,
I know it's total speculation,
Russia,
I know. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if anyone in Russia or Kazakhstan or whatever thinks that Joe Biden's influence was worth more than $20 million, to be honest, back then. I mean, he was a vice president. Yes, obviously he had the ear of Obama, but not 100%. I mean, I don't know whether that's reasonable or not. I don't think it is, probably. But you know what? We'll see.
But here he is, though, Liz. But here he is, the vice president. He goes against the wishes of the president of the United States. When the president says, hey, give them $1 billion, they've been good. They've done a great job with this new prosecutor. They're cleaning up their corruption there. And they just spoke praises of Ukraine. And then, you know, you get the call from Burisma, and he goes there and gets him fired.
Yeah.
And that was totally him. That was not Barack Obama, because even the president said, you don't have the authority, right? I don't know. It, like you said, so much yet to be uncovered. We've got more from Liz Peek. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. She's Liz Peek, the Fox News contributor and former Wall Street analyst. Liz, with all that's going on with the Biden family, the Biden brand, this is wearing. And meanwhile, I mean, it's wearing to insiders on the Democratic Party. They're trying to figure out what to make of Joe. It's just like, I don't know. I wouldn't want the job. I mean, to clean up after him, because it's nonstop. I mean, poor KJP. I think she ought to apply for, combat pay. Because she's getting pummeled.
I can't even imagine. I can't imagine taking the incoming as spokesman for the White House. You know, I think Democrats, there was a major breach, as I'm sure your listeners know, in the firewall surrounding Joe Biden this week. One of the most listened to left communists, not columnists, not communists, David Ignatius at the Washington Post, wrote a column basically saying it's time for Joe Biden to retire, and also saying that Kamala Harris is not a good candidate. So that was like a shot across the bow.
Oh, wow.
Morning Joe picked it up. They interviewed Ignatius. They all talked about how he's too old. I was just reading a headline here from, I don't know, The Hill or someplace saying, you know, is this a double standard? Why aren't people talking about Donald Trump's age because he's only 3 years younger? Guess what? He looks about 15 years younger. And
exactly.
I think we all know, know from our own lives, age is a number, but it has very little to do with how sharp you are. I mean, I saw Mike Bloomberg a couple of times this week. Guess what? He's fine. He is completely with it, completely on top of his game. I could tell you 10 other people in their 80s who could literally be president in terms of their stamina and so forth. It's, by the way, not a lot of them because it's a hard job. And the idea that Joe Biden thinks he's capable of that job is ludicrous. And I think you have, look, Democrats aren't suicidal. Right now, you know, hypothetical matchups show Biden losing to almost everybody. So where does that go? I mean, they don't want to lose the next election. They're terrified that Trump is going to be back as president.
Well, they don't want to lose, and the Republicans and America can't afford that the Republicans not win. That that is for certain. For all the pain and suffering that we're going through, Liz, you and I talked about this last week. I feel for, you know, the majority of Americans that are suffering. You know, paycheck to paycheck, over $1 trillion in credit. I mean, and the credit card debt that they're acquiring, it's not because they're going out and buying fancy cars. That it's just for everyday, you know, just so that they have food on the table. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And this is all brought to you by the policies of one Joe Biden that goes to the G20 and makes a hot mess of that. And, of course, he's still sticking to this, you know, this green energy facade that even his Secretary of Energy takes her little cavalcade of electric vehicles out and found out it's not all that convenient. And, of course, then they got herself in trouble because they got somebody who's with a regular combustible engine. He goes ahead of the pack to save a charging station, right? And here's a family with a kid, a small kid in the back seat, you know, not real comfortable and going, wait a minute, what are we doing? Get your car out of here. We need to charge up. Well, we're saving this for the Secretary of Energy. She's coming through. Not a good look.
Well, I mean, I wrote a piece this week about this whole EV situation because obviously it was an anticipation of the UAW possibly going out on strike. What really hasn't been said publicly and is the case, UAW is basically striking because of the EV mandates that Joe Biden is trying to push through. He accelerated the switch, the transition to EVs this past spring. The UAW went crazy because here's the thing, Bill. We all know that producing an electric vehicle takes about 40% less labor hours than an internal combustion engine. Yes, there is some offset in that you'll have to build new manufacturing facilities for batteries and so forth. But those facilities are mainly joint ventures with the big three, and they're mainly going into states that are right-to-work states. What the UAW is looking at, they are looking down the barrel of maybe losing a third to half their members over the next decade as we switch over to EVs. That's what this strike is about. So how's this going to turn out? It is a lose-lose for everybody because if the UAW wins this round of negotiations in the sense that Detroit raises their pay and their pensions and so forth, the big three end up with a cost structure that'll make them uncompetitive. I wrote about the fact
it's huge.
About this.
It's a huge. You're exactly right, Liz. It's a huge. I mean, we're talking, you know, 40% increase. Are you kidding me? How do you manage that?
Well, and Detroit's come up with 20. Even a 20% increase over 4 years is not great. And they're probably going to end up at 30, the in-between post. But what I'm telling you, and again, no one is talking about this. China is making a gazillion electric vehicles. They are the dominant maker of vehicles, electric vehicles in the world right now. And right now, in fact, yesterday, the FT had a front page headline about Europeans looking about dumping charges against Chinese automakers. Why is that important? Because they are flooding Europe with cheap EVs. Where do you think they're going to go next? They're going to come to the United States. So we're selling electric vehicles for an average price of $55,000. China's going to come in with a $20,000 car. And guess who's going to lose out? It's going to be the UAW and the big three. And even more so, I'll tell you who's really going to lose out is the U.S. taxpayer, because we will be on the hook for ever greater subsidies. This is going to be yet another industry that ends up basically subsidized by the American taxpayer. We're already on the road to that. It's only going to get worse.
See, I'm here from the government, here to help. How come you don't believe me, Liz Peek?
Yeah, really.
I mean, here's these people have nothing to do with business, and they keep meddling.
True.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
by the way, it's not just this industry. Take another industry. Look at this antitrust suit that they've launched against Google. Again, I don't think anyone's paying attention to this, but it's a little bit like President Xi in China, who went after the high-tech companies in that country. Our left-wing mob in Congress right now is attacking our tech companies. Google, break up Google. I mean, on what pretext? Antitrust investigations generally center on concentration of market share leading to high prices. What do you pay for a Google search, Bill? You pay nothing.
Yes,
so this is a ludicrous. And by the way, since I literally am on the internet all day looking up stuff and everything, Google is the best there is. Bing is a horrible second-rate search engine in my view, and I don't think there's anything else that competes. So I don't love Google. I don't love their politics. But guess what? It's a great American company, and we have a left-wing zealot in the Department of Justice going after this company. It's absurd and damaging.
Is there any forecast with these social media platforms? I mean, because we've really created a monster here. I say we, it's the federal government, because, you know, these politicians have, boy, they love Google when it comes, you know, re-election time. You got to send me those, you know, those big checks with all kinds of zeros on it. Makes me happy. But is there a way, can we corral, is there any forecast to corral these social media oligarchs and these powerhouses in such a way to where they truly are, you know, centers of true free speech, free and fair speech?
No, we have one, that's Twitter. Thank God for Elon Musk, because he is kind of a renegade. I wouldn't want to try and pin him down in terms of his politics, but at least he's pushing against the wind, right? He's pushing against the tidal wave of leftist censorship and so forth. I think Elon Musk is the most important person in America today. And by the way, this really makes me nuts. The fact that Elizabeth Warren is going after Elon Musk because supposedly he shut down Starlink, his satellite communications operation, over a certain portion of Ukraine to prevent Ukraine bombing Russian assets. Here is what Elon Musk has done in Ukraine. He has helped them survive, and Ukrainians will be the first to say that. They had all their communications systems taken out by Russia in the early days of the war. They called up Elon Musk, and within days, Bill, he had set up Starlink to help that country. They would not exist today except for Elon Musk. So this is the most preposterous, ignorant attack on this guy that I've seen yet. And that's saying something, because they are out to get him.
Well, like you say, there's so much that Congress doesn't know, and every day it becomes more and more evident. Right. She's Liz Peek, the Fox News contributor, former Wall Street analyst. Thank you, Liz. Take care.
Here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, With youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. At midnight last night, the United Auto Workers Union officially went on strike against all three big automakers. Members walked off three plants, a GM site in Wentzville, Missouri, a Stellantis center in Toledo, Ohio, and a Ford assembly location in Wayne, Michigan. Under the UAW strategy, workers who go on strike would receive $500 per week in strike pay from the union. It is the first time in the union's 88-year history that it walked off on all three companies simultaneously. President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, was indicted yesterday on multiple federal firearms charges. The counts are punishable by up to 25 years in prison if convicted, but could run less as a first-time offender. Today is officially International Day of Democracy. Let freedom ring. Lance Pry, USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org, the author and senior editor at such places, Stream.org, joins us now. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I was intrigued, by your column. What will it mean if Donald Trump gets sentenced to prison? And I thought, well, maybe we could replace Donald Trump's name with Hunter Biden. Because this is a whole nother kettle of fish altogether, and it seems that this, though it may not be moving fast enough as some people would want with Joe Biden, and I think Liz Peek brought up an important point, is that it's amazing how the elected officials, the people in the Senate, are just so clueless about what is going on with the investigation. And the committee chairs met with the Senate Republicans yesterday. Say, well, here's what we're doing, and this is why we're doing the inquiry, because here's the evidence. What do you guys think? Well, in typical senator fashion form, they you can't expect them to jump all into it, because it's amazing to me that for many this is the first time they're hearing about this. John, where have you been that you've not heard about all the shenanigans with Joe Biden and the money laundering that's been taking place?
People like John Cornyn are busy. That golf ball is not going to whack itself down the course. Look at Mitt Romney. This man, yes. We actually nominated him and Paul Ryan, of all people, for president and vice president. And now we see, we just learned that he was trying to start another political party in 2020 with Joe Manchin to try to sabotage Donald Trump's reelection. So many of the Republicans are our enemies within. And I think these squish Republicans, these rhinos, the George Bush wing of the Republican Party, they really are the enemy more profoundly than Ilhan Omar or Hunter Biden or even the Chinese government. Mm-hmm. People who are who've hijacked and want to cling to control of the Republican Party and tell us We're not allowed to fight for gun rights. We're not allowed to fight for the unborn. We're really not allowed to play to win. We're supposed to be like the Washington Generals.
Exactly.
Whose job it was to go out and lose gracefully to the Harlem Globetrotters every single night.
Right.
And if you remember John McCain letting Obama win the election, not raising the fact that Obama's pastor was a Marxist, that his ghostwriter was a terrorist, that his mentor was a member of the American Communist Party, that he'd only had 2 years in public life, and on and on. And
right.
John McCain was just so darn gracious about it all, and he seemed pleased and proud to lose.
Exactly.
Well, remember,
he was the original mask mandator. He had a mask mandate on Sarah Palin, as you'll recall.
Oh.
You know, think about
poor
it.
Poor Sarah Palin. She was supposed to be Dan Quayle. She was supposed to be a harmless, hapless sop to the evangelicals who would just show up and do what she was told. And she went off script, and so they went after her and deleted her. She was supposed to be like Mike Pence, a bowl of lukewarm mush that just filled the space. Of course, there was some poison in that mush, as we learned with Mike Pence. More than what he did on January 6th. Mike Pence is the guy who convinced Donald Trump to fire Mike Flynn based on completely fake deep state slander that Peter Stroke and people cooked up. And it was Mike Flynn's firing that ruined Trump's presidency. It handed the Justice Department over to his enemies and meant two fake impeachments, endless false investigations, the deep state running wild against him and against us, even while Trump was president. That can all be traced to Mike Pence.
And even when he gets his attorney general in there, the knucklehead recuses himself. It's like,
right?
What are you doing? You know?
Right. That was a terrible, terrible. Again, that was just sheer gullibility. Mm-hmm. That was just dopiness. That was our side playing by the Marquess of Queensbury rules when the other boxer in the ring has taken out a chainsaw.
Exactly. And
you don't get any points for that because they cut your head off with the chainsaw.
Yeah, and you lose. So, okay, and life goes on. But how many more of these events have to take place before the GOP finally wakes up and says, enough of this stuff, and they spit these, you know, they spit the Mitt Romneys. Well, Romney is spitting himself out. There was a big memo out about the aging of, Joe Biden and his frailty and all that was going on. And I think that Mitt Romney read the memo, thought it was about him, so then he told everybody he was retiring because he's getting old.
I think he is just so universally despised, even in his home state of Utah. I wish Donald Trump had not saved him from obscurity. Mm-hmm. So many of these wretched people would have lost their elections. John McCain, Mitt Romney, even Mitch McConnell. And Trump saved them from obscurity just they could stab him in the back. The same thing happened with Mike Pence, Nikki Haley. That's my biggest criticism of Trump, is that he helps so many people who stab him in the back and then stab us in the back. I hope he has grown some skepticism and has learned, fool me, as George W. Bush once tried to say, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, well, I won't get fooled again. It's so embarrassing that man was... It's embarrassing that George.
It was all he could remember from the Who album, you know.
It's embarrassing that George W. Bush was elected like class president in seventh grade. It's humiliating that he played president of the United States while Dick Cheney pulled all the strings. I mean, that really is like a profound shame for the United States of America.
Well, John, after all this said and done, you know, I keep saying, you know, experience defines preference. I mean, in our recent lifetime, just in the last 20 years, John, history has just been so profound with experience. If we do not take some major takeaways from this, and alter our behavior to make sure that we return to this country a democratic republic, then heaven help us. Because, you know, as it sits right now, I mean, here we are. We're around the corner. Sunday is Constitutional Day. Good day to remember and reconnect with the Constitution. Oh, yes, by the way, and be blown away by the genius of our founding fathers and what they gave us as bumper guards. But those bumper guards have all been taken away. The left, you know, and the deep state, along with their co-patriots, as some would say, the deep state is actually, because I would refer to the deep state as the fourth branch of government. But we had one of our guests says, no, actually, it's six. We have six branches of government because there's three elements within the deep state. You've got the you've got the administrative state. It made sense to me. You got the administrative state. You got the intelligence community, the FBI, CIA, the Attorney General's office. And then you've got all these NGOs. So you put these three together. Their interest is consistent with the goals and the aspirations of the deep state that have nothing to do with the Constitution and we the people. Yeah, I thought it was, it made a lot of sense to me, John.
Yeah, and the intelligence community is the highest of those forms of those branches of government because it answers to no one.
Exactly.
We saw that they could do the Russia collusion hoax against a sitting president. If you could do that to the man who is currently president, persecute him based on lies,
right.
What could they do to you and me? What could they do to Mark Houck in Pennsylvania, the pro-lifer who got, you know, a shoving match outside an abortion clinic 10 years ago, and now the FBI shows up at the house, guns blazing? What can they do to Kyle Rittenhouse, another innocent American?
Mm-hmm. Well, we know, and we've seen it, and I think that all this is mounting up, and of course, all the J6ers, the stuff that's coming on, I mean, leveling heavy sentences, you know, even on the head of Proud Boys, who wasn't even there, and he gets the biggest sentence, you know, and you wonder, okay, how many insurgents, how many infiltrators from the FBI were involved there with the Proud Boys, you know, to come up with some sort of story?
More than half.
Yeah, I would agree. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. John Zemarek. Stay with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Zemerich, we got him up and early here, and we're grateful for that, to have his insight. He is the author and senior editor at Stream.org. John, getting back to your original piece about, you know, what will it mean if Donald Trump gets sentenced to prison? Break that down. I mean, because this is, I mean, you think of all that's happening, and here he is leading far and away. I mean, he doesn't do a debate. There's more indictments, all this stuff that comes down, and he's just running away with the polls. I mean, it's almost like, you know, call it game over. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are things you can say about, there are pros and cons. There are ways in which Ron DeSantis is an attractive candidate. But I think on a gut level, the American people see the person that the left wants to put in prison is obviously the person we need, because if we needed someone else, they would be putting him in prison. We're dealing with totalitarians, and they can obviously spot. Oh, well, think of it this way. Vampire, if you want to find some garlic, look where the vampires are avoiding. Yes. If you want to know if water is holy water or not, throw it on the person who's possessed and see if they have a special reaction. So we've learned that Donald Trump is the holy water and the garlic. You may not like the smell of garlic. You may not be fond of holy water, but that's what works against the vampires. And if you doubt that they're vampires, you're crazy. And those squish Republicans, the rhinos, the John Cornyns, the Nancy Maces of this world, they work for the other side. And they play for the other team. And I mentioned earlier the Washington Generals, which is a band of mostly white basketball players whose job it was to haplessly lose to the Harlem Globetrotters every single night. Well, one night, if you go on Wikipedia and look up the Washington Generals, you will learn that one night in the 70s, they got sick of it. They decided to win, and they won. The Washington Generals beat the Harlem Globetrotters. The audience was shocked, and then they were furious, and there was almost a riot in the arena. And the Washington Generals barely got out of there with their lives.
Mm.
That was the 2016 election. The Republicans, who have been playing to lose, who've been faking it, who've been phoning it in since Ronald Reagan left office. The Republicans who have been pretending to be in opposition, and it's simply been implementing the goals of the left a little more smoothly and a little more gradually ever since, they finally decided to win. and to win, to reject the rules of the other side, to not let them keep cheating. And what happened? There was a riot. The Washington Generals are not supposed to be the Globetrotters.
That's right.
And that's exactly why the left were screaming at the sky in primal rage after the 2016 election, because it was supposed to be fixed. I did a piece at stream.org, Barack Obama, President for Life. And that's basically what it was. He was supposed to fundamentally transform America so it could finally be a place where Michelle Obama was, for the first time in her life, proud of her country.
Right.
That fundamental transformation was supposed to end American exceptionalism, to admit it never was real. There was never anything divinely appointed or protected about America. America doesn't embody some unique vision of the human person. The Christian vision of the human person is having all these rights and responsibilities, of having the right of self-defense and the right of free speech and freedom of religion. All of that was a mistake. Jefferson and Washington and Adams and Madison and Lincoln, all those people were wrong. America's just another country like Belgium where the army can go on strike. That happens in Belgium. That's what Obama wanted, and our elites agreed with him. They wanted to liquidate American exceptionalism, because they couldn't make Obama, when he would show up, unhinged white liberals would act like the crowds on Palm Sunday when Jesus came. If you remember the movie Jesus Christ Superstar,
absolutely.
I wrote a little song. Obama, 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 Obama. Oh, they expected him to walk on water and raise the dead. He was like the first president in some colony where the British leave. One man, one vote, one time. He was supposed to be president for life. They couldn't quite pull that off, but they filled up the deep state with his appointees using the Patriot Act, the Patriot Act, which George W. Bush wrote. They set up a domestic surveillance and spying operation on Obama's opponents. They totally politically purged the intelligence community. They were expecting Hillary to come in and sort of just be the front woman for all Obama's people. Then Trump gets elected. They lose it. They panic for a few months before they realize they have an insurance policy, a fake treason charge that was cooked up by liberal Republicans, by rhino Republicans during the primaries. Yeah. Hillary takes it over. And
John McCain being one of those, by the way.
He was the bag man. McCain was the bag man who took the utterly worthless dossier and handed it to the FBI and triggered an official investigation.
Exactly.
And then it went to the media. And so the whole thing was like, it was like one of those rigged elections after World War II where the Soviets put their people in charge in Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And Obama continued.
I'm sorry, but it reminded me of the story. One of our guests were talking about, because we've got some new letters that were revealed from Nixon, and it had to do with meetings with LBJ. And LBJ in the background, in the shadows, did not want a fellow Democrat, Hubert Humphrey, to become his heir and replace him as president, and made a deal with Nixon saying, look it, protect my legacy and you've got my support as much as I can give you. That was the shadow deal between those two. And it's almost like, here it is, because there's nothing new under the sun, as we know. It's like this arrangement here with Obama and with Hillary. And so there's their plan. Well, it doesn't come to fruition. Donald Trump comes in and, everything's exposed, right?
So they found another way.
Yes,
David
exactly.
David Garrick is a liberal Democrat and Obama's biographer.
Mm-hmm.
He did an interview with Tablet Magazine where he basically said Obama stayed in Washington, D.C., unlike every other ex-president since the Civil War, apart from Woodrow Wilson, who was in a coma, and Obama continued to run the country. And And Obama, in various interviews, including on the Stephen Colbert Show, he said he would have liked to be president for life, and he wouldn't mind running the country through a surrogate. Well, that's what he did through – he did – even while Trump was president, the FBI and the CIA and the administrative state continue to operate as if Obama were president. And things have got – I mean, now with Joe Biden as like – a broken Disney animatronic robot of a dead president that kind of sputters and barely functions, he's clearly not running the country. You have to ask yourself who is.
Yeah.
And it's the same people who were running it behind the scenes when
well,
Trump
it's,
a, was
it's amazing, John. Do you get this? I mean, it bothers me every time he says, I got to step away or I'm going to get in trouble. Wait, you're the picking president of the United States. Who are you going to get in trouble with? Right? What does that mean?
He has so little filter because, I mean, basically he's one step away from being on a gurney with an IV feeding ice cream into his mouth, that occasionally he tells the truth by mistake. Do you remember when, during the 2020 campaign, he said, we have the most extensive voter fraud operation in American history?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it's all coming out. I don't know if you caught this or not, but on Sunday, one of the Sunday shows, you had Nancy Pelosi, right? And she was asked about Vice President Kamala Harris. Oh, my God. Did she backpedal and try to avoid and do everything she could to not endorse Kamala Harris and you know, even support the ticket for 2024?
I think they're setting us up for Michelle Obama to be the next Democrat nominee. And I did a piece at string.org where I talked about Larry Sinclair's charge that he had sex with Barack Obama in the 90s when Obama was still an Illinois state senator.
Right.
And I think even if that's proven that Michelle was a beard for Obama's gay lifestyle, if that were to be proven, in fact, I think it would end up helping her. I think it would rally the gay community behind her. They would present it as if she wasn't just living a lie because she wanted power because she was a Marxist radical. No, she was helping a great American have a political career despite the terrible bigotry that he faced as a gay man. And that's how the media would spin it, because they can spin anything.
That's the way they're spinning Joe Biden, you know, the dawdling father who's so concerned about his son. And maybe that might be his off-ramp to get out from underneath the bus here. I don't know, John, but I would agree with you. Joel Gilbert did quite an expose, did a movie about Michelle Obama and the pattern. She's following the same model and pattern that her husband did when he was nominated and went on to win, you know, the White House. It's amazing.
So. I call her America's Winnie Mandela, because she went on television during the Democratic National Convention and threatened the country that if we didn't vote for Biden, as if our lives depended on it, she said, that riots would get worse.
There you go. Dr. John Zemeric, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you.
We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.